Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Start. Okay, Shannon, first off, we have to find out the great resignation. That name has been getting thrown around a lot lately. What is it?
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me on your show. So the great resignation is a term that was coined at the beginning of the pandemic, or technically I could say maybe even into 2021, by a professor at Texas A&M. And he kind of predicted that this fallout was going to happen after having such an incredible experience with the pandemic and with COVID and how it was affecting the United States. But basically the great resignation is just saying that employees are just quitting their jobs left and right.
There is something to be said for the dynamic shifting some. It has gone from employers have all the control to now the employees having a little bit more than they would have prior to the pandemic.
Absolutely. And it's important to note that the great resignation is talking about voluntarily leaving their jobs. It's not about unemployment or employees that are being let go. So yes, in a sense, because employees, it all comes back to kind of supply and demand. If employees aren't willing to work under the restrictions or terms and conditions that an employer has, then they're not going to work for them right now. So that's kind of the name of the game.
So why would an employee decide to leave one company to go to another? Is there any guarantee that the other company is going to be any better?
I don't know that there's necessarily a guarantee, but it's certainly an interesting shift that we're seeing right now. And I think you just have to kind of look at behaviors and psychology. And this even goes prior to the pandemic and the great resignation. If you think about generationally, we've seen the most recent generations not be as loyal as previous generations were to maybe one or two employers. And so maybe kind of this grass is greener mentality, or just the advancement of technology and the opportunities that we have today that weren't there 40, 50, 60 years ago, that, you know, you have access to so many more types of jobs and types of employment. And so therefore employees can kind of say, hey, we want to name the terms.
Previous generations would have seen on their resumes, if they had multiple jobs and multiple companies over a short period of time, they would be considered less hireable.
Correct. Yeah. Or considered what we would call job hoppers, that, you know, that's maybe not somebody that would stay with us. And so then therefore that we don't really want to hire them. But again, that mentality is shifting today.
So what industries get hit the hardest by the great resignation?
Yeah, I think we're still looking at that data and analytics, but if you kind of look at an overall whole of the information, we're really seeing that food and service industry related, also healthcare, and just any kind of like retail type of positions. Those are the three industries that we're seeing have been hit the hardest over the last year, year and a half.
If you're on some kind of a career path, you know you want to be at a certain point at a certain period of your time. If you decide you're going to leave at one company and then go to a different company, aren't you starting out at the bottom? And doesn't that hurt your path?
Sure. You know, it's an interesting question that you raise. But what I'm seeing right now with a lot of the employers that my team is recruiting for, and then again, just looking at the trends and the data and analytics, is that because companies need employees so badly right now, companies are willing to offer new incentives or different types of incentives than we've seen before. So it's not just like, oh, you're now the new low man on the totem pole again, but now maybe we will raise other benefits that you know, maybe already had, and we're going to raise to keep you or to get you to come over to us.
You bring it up that companies are now looking to hire people. Does that mean they have to lower their standards in the kinds of people that they're going to take on because they need to fill quotas of just bodies?
So that's another interesting question. With the employers and the CEOs of companies that my team works with, they are not willing to settle just to put a body in a seat. And so in one sense, it creates a different sort of stress on the current employees because there is a workload that needs to be accomplished or done. But also I understand and respect that the employers that I'm working with, that they say no, like we don't want to disrupt the apple cart, or we don't want to change our workplace culture solely to just go grab candidate A or candidate B. If they don't fit, they don't fit. And we're going to be willing to hold out until we find the right fit.
How tough is it then for the company, for the company's employees that are already there? They've given their years, they've given their blood, sweat, and tears to the particular job they have, to see their company going out and looking to recruit as much as possible. What's in it for the people to stay where they are?
Yeah, well, I think in the circumstances that I've seen over the last year is that in most circumstances, it's because the company is expanding. So these are new roles that they're looking to fill, but it's not necessarily because they've let somebody go or that they're looking to let people go. So from that perspective, the psychology is great. You know, the current employees understand that, hey, you know, things are going great here. We're looking to add more team members to the table. And I think it all comes back to, again, communication and psychology. If you're communicating to your current staff, hey, this is what we're trying to achieve here, and if you'll just bear with us, it might take us a few more months to find the right person, but if you'll just bear with us, then I think it just kind of alludes to itself to saying, hey, we all understand and are in agreement about what we're trying to achieve.
Is it a good thing to change companies every so often just to learn a different way of doing something that it could be better for you?
Well, so I'm a millennial, and I probably come from the mindset that yes, absolutely. I don't think it hurts anything to maybe switch it up every 3, 4, maybe 5 years. From a recruiting standpoint, we kind of say it's kind of an unofficial line where we say if somebody's with a company at about 7 years, 7 years is kind of that marker of saying we don't think that that person's really going to leave, or at least they're not going to leave as readily as somebody who's only been there a couple of years. And so from my standpoint, the advantages and the gain of maybe changing it up a little bit is not only monetarily, but as to your point, that you can learn new skills and you can learn new perspective.
So what happens when an employee says, that's it, I'm done, I'm going to another company, and then they find out that company is worse? Will they go walking back to the old place with their tail between their legs, and will that old place take them back?
Well, again, I can't speak for others, but what I've seen over the last year is that companies know what the market looks like right now, and they know that it's so much harder right now to be able to find somebody if they have to replace someone. So they're doing anything and everything they can to keep their current employees. And so just to give you a couple of examples, I've never seen so much companies being so aggressive with increasing pay. Mm-hmm. Now, this gets into kind of a double-edged sword here, because at the end of the day, human beings are not motivated by money. They're really not. There's so many other motivating factors that go into why somebody gets up every day, performs the job that they do, goes in and selects the type of work that they want to do and or who they want to work for. So we have kind of a misconception that people are just going to be satisfied with an increase in pay. So I'll give get to that in a second, but it is happening. And I think employees are getting really kind of chasing the, you know, shiny object syndrome right now, because we are seeing such an inflation in people's pay and their salaries. So again, it's a double-edged sword. People are getting thrown money at them left and right to either stay or to be recruited to another company. And then ultimately at the end of the day, I think just we all need to be asking ourselves, like, really, what's going to make us most happy, most productive, and want to be able to give 110% in our careers?
Are employees getting smarter about what to ask for from a company?
I think just as a culture, we are all kind of getting smarter about what we want out of our lives. You know, the American way or the Western way is that you live to work. You know, you are supposed to work 60, 70, 80 hours a week and not say anything about it. And I think that we're just getting smarter as humans, saying, hey, that's not realistic anymore.
Is it the whole concept? Because the phrase work-life balance has become so popular in the last couple of years, especially during the pandemic.
Yes.
Worrying more about making sure we have a balance in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Hashtag work-life balance. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, at the end of the day, human beings are complex individuals. You know, we have so many different interests. We have so many different pieces of our lives that pull us in different directions. And so really trying to find that balance and what works. I think also too, the one size fits all mentality, it's just not applicable anymore. Again, humans are just complex creatures, and we need to really understand those intrinsic values and motivations.
One last question. How long does the great resignation last?
Oof. Oh my goodness gracious. You know, I think we were really surprised with the data that just came out yesterday from November. You know, we kept seeing this trend of increased resignations from month to month to month, and then it dipped in October, and we thought maybe this is the end of it. But then November, we just saw a record high of 4.5 million resignations in November. So, oh golly, I think we've still got a few months ahead of us here.
Okay, a follow-up to that one. There's another survey found almost 30% of people are willing to leave their jobs even if they don't have another job lined up. They must be really confident they're going to find something quick.
The psychology behind that, I personally don't understand. I personally would never be in a situation like that or put myself in a situation like that. But I guess if the rhetoric that you're hearing on a daily basis is that there's all these job openings, then maybe, yeah, maybe it is affecting people's thought process and how they handle that.
People looking more at jobs versus career. I mean, looking to do, I'm going to do something like this right now. 5 years from now, maybe doing something different.
Yeah, I don't know if the trajectory is still the same as it was 20, 30, 40 plus years ago. You know, we were conditioned to believe that you go to primary school and then you go and get a college education and then you enter the workforce and the bottom rung and then you work your way up to management, middle management, you know, et cetera. And again, I just don't know if that's the mindset of people anymore. You know, again, going back to the idea that we really are honing in on this idea of work-life balance and mental health and really trying to take care of ourselves physically, mentally, and emotionally, that, you know, a job is a job. And it pays the bills, and it's not the same as building a career.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.